Neville's foot had sunk right through a step halfway up the staircase. There were many of these trick stairs at Hogwarts. It was second nature to most of the older students to jump this particular step, but Neville's memory was notoriously poor. Harry and Ron seized him under the armpits and pulled him out, while a suit of armour at the top of the stairs creaked and clanked, laughing wheezily. "Shut it, you!" said Ron, banging down its visor as they passed. They made their way up to the entrance to Gryffindor Tower, which was concealed behind a large portrait of a fat lady in a pink silk dress.
"Password!"
she said as they approached. "Balderdash!" said George. "A prefect downstairs told me." The portrait swung forward to reveal a hole in the wall through which they all climbed. A crackling fire warmed the circular common room, which was full of squashy armchairs and tables. Hermione cast the merrily dancing flames a dark look, and Harry distinctly heard her mutter, "Slave labour," before bidding them good night and disappearing through the doorway to the girls' dormitory. Harry, Ron and Neville climbed up the last spiral staircase until they reached their own dormitory, which was situated at the top of the tower. 5 four-poster beds with deep crimson hangings stood against the walls, each with its owner's trunk at the foot. Dean and Seamus were already getting into bed. Seamus had pinned his Ireland rosette to his headboard, and Dean had tacked up a poster of Victor Crumb over his bedside table. His old poster of the West Ham football team was pinned right next to it.
"Mental,"
Ron sighed, shaking his head at the completely stationary soccer players. Harry, Ron and Neville got into their pyjamas and into bed. Someone, a house elf, no doubt, had placed warming pans between the sheets. It was extremely comfortable lying there in bed and listening to the storm raging outside.
"I might go in for it, you know,"
Ron said sleepily through the darkness.
"If Fred and George find out how to... the tournament, you never know, do you?"
"Suppose not."
Harry rolled over in bed, a series of dazzling new pictures forming in his mind's eye. He had hoodwinked the impartial judge into believing he was 17. He had become Hogwarts champion. He was standing on the grounds, his arms raised in triumph in front of the whole school, all of whom were applauding and screaming. He had just won the Tri-Wizard Tournament. Cho's face stood out particularly clearly in the blurred crowd, her face glowing with admiration. Harry grinned into his pillow, exceptionally glad that Ron couldn't see what he could.